going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, good or bad, tell us about your most memorable day at work. We're going to try to guess your job at the time.
I'll take that deal.
206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jennifer. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola.
So, I had someone ask me at my job if their crotch sweat because, or if they had sweat glands in their crotch because they constantly sweat there.
Veterinarian.
You work in a gym.
No. You said, no.
Are you a nurse?
No.
All right. So they shouldn't have been asking you.
Oh. You worked at Victoria's Secret.
No.
All right. Give us another hint.
You'll never guess.
Is it retail?
No.
Is it, look, the question itself is kind of stupid, but in your line of work, is it a question that you might expect to hear?
I had never heard that question before, and I never heard it again in my 20 years of doing it.
Hang on. Were you like a physical therapist?
No.
You said the reason they asked is because they were always scratching there, right?
No, sweating.
Oh, sweating there.
Yes.
Were they?
They have sweat glands in their crotch.
Was this a coworker, or was this someone who was working with you or a client?
It was not a coworker.
Okay.
So a customer.
No, not a customer.
I don't know. What is it?
I am a cosmetology educator.
Ah, okay. So,
okay. Well, that seems like a reasonable question.
Were you
like
waxing
you, right?
them?
No. I was just teaching about skin, and because we have to do that in Washington, teach about the skin.
So what's the answer?
Yes, you do have sweat glands in your crotch.
Why did they ask the question if they pointed out because they keep sweating there?
This student was a very odd student, and eventually we actually had to take them off of working on customers or guests because of the fact that they were so bad at it.
From what standpoint? Just the general knowledge or the social factor?
A little bit of both. They also, they would put colors on someone that they weren't supposed to. They actually cut someone really bad on their nail, causing it to bleed. They had to be taken off working on guests.
What's a collar? I don't understand what that is.
What was that? Color.
Color.
Oh, I thought you said collar.
Like, no, sorry.
What kind of kinky crap are you into?
All right. What's the worst damage you've ever done to someone as a cosmetologist?
What was that?
What's the worst damage you've ever done to someone as a cosmetologist?
Let's see. I guess mostly just hair falling out because it was overprocessed with bleach.
Now, is this your fault or is one of those things you warned them that this might happen? They said, go for it anyway.
Oh, we always warn them and they always just say, I know my hair. You can do whatever to it.
Okay.
And then we make them sign something that says that they said that so that they can't do anything about it.
So is this more like a beauty school or is it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I was working at a beauty school.
Okay.
Was there one of them downtown back in the day?
No.
All right. You thinking Gene War is?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know the one you're talking about. Why is it that so many people that work at a beauty school do such a poor job with their own makeup? It's not that the person who works there is ugly, but it's like they have blue eyeshadow, massive lipstick. You know, like, that's not the person I would want to do makeup if that's what they look like. Is that just my imagination, or does that seem to be the case?
I think that might be your imagination, but there are also a lot of people that think that they look different in pictures and on video than they do in real life. And a lot of the times when they put on their makeup, they are doing it to look photo ready, but it does not translate well.
All right.
Yeah, it translates accurate. Okay. Right. The camera's not nice to me. I'm like, it's not that. It's that you're ugly. I mean, you know, I mean, like,
yeah, what you see is what you get.
It's a camera. Like, if you think your mirror is doing you a disservice, it's your face. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, but just accept it, man. Like, exactly. Oh, God, I look so bad in pictures. Like, hey, the rest of us knew that before we ever saw a picture of you.
Good or bad, tell us about your most memorable day at work. We're going to try to guess your job. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Celeste. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so basically, this is my very first job, and I found out about a year into the job, after we went without a manager for 6 months, that my manager had been booked into King County Jail for having a CP.
For having what now?
CP.
CP. Yeah, I don't know if I can say that on the air.
Child stuff. Porn.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh,
you can say it.
Say it.
Yeah, I mean, you can say it.
Wait, start again. Somebody at your work got arrested for it?
Yeah, so.
Sadly, that could be any job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how old were you on your first job?
I was fresh out of high school.
Okay. Were you working retail?
Yes.
Okay. Was it a job that was a store more for adults or for children?
Anybody.
So a clothing store, I'm guessing?
Of a sort, yeah.
Okay. All right. Where did you work?
I worked at Target.
Yeah, that's everybody, for sure.
Yeah. I mean.
And you said the manager got. So. You knew the manager was in jail, but you did not know initially why they were in jail?
So what happened was he was a new manager. I was his very first hire. And about 6 months into me being there, he kind of went MIA. And nobody could figure out why. And so a couple months go by, he shows up for one day, disappears again for another 4 months. And then we find out a temporary manager came in and goes, some things happened. So-and-so is not going to be coming back. And one of my coworkers did some digging online. She found out that he'd been booked for having the material on his laptop at home.
Wow.
So he never came back to the store.
Well, good.
How do you feel about being his first hire? Because we're saying this is a...
He's a guy who thought you were okay. Right.
This is a character judgment from this guy.
This guy says, I want this woman working with me.
I had mixed feelings about that.
Yeah.
I was just very glad he was gone.
Yeah, wow. Now, okay, so in any situation like this, can you think back to any red flags, or is this guy completely under the radar?
I want to say no red flags, but I feel like he was more friendly toward a lot of our younger female employees. So
there's your red flag.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, listen, when I was in, it was elementary schools up in Rochester, we didn't give it much thought because in fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, that's just not where your brain is. But our teacher, Mr. Stryker, there was a girl in my class named Nancy, and he always treated her like she was, you know, like a family, the daughter of a family friend kind of thing. But she wasn't. Always called her princess. Didn't call anybody else princess, right? And again, we didn't give her much thought other than for whatever reason, she's his favorite. And she never sucked up to him or anything like that. We didn't know what it was, right? Just, princess, whatever. So when we moved to Baltimore, it's about a year and a half out of elementary school, about a year and a half later, right? We're in Baltimore, and my father gets a call from a buddy of his who's still in Rochester. And then he actually sends him, because back then you had to physically mail the newspaper article. And so my father, he didn't immediately drop it on me. He's like, was your gym teacher Mr. Stryker? I'm like, yeah, man. I mean, like, he was all right. Because it's like, was he weird or anything? I'm like, no. Nah, I mean, he's a gym teacher. So, you know, he's a little short-tempered and all that. The only thing about Mr. Stryker was, even when we did kind of non-athletic crap in the gym class, you know, like square dancing time, he still insisted that we take showers.
Oh, that was Mr. Munchie. He had a clipboard,
right?
And he went to jail.
Okay.
So he went to jail.
So my father
gets
two
points every day for taking a shower. He would stand at the shower entrance and check your name off.
And my father gets this look on his face. And again, I'm still in kid brain. So I'm like, hey, man, he's just about cleanliness. He's like, listen, he got popped for child porn. The equivalent of it then, because it wasn't that then. I don't remember what they called it. But yeah, it's, I was like, oh, God. Because as soon as he said it, my mind went back to Nancy, a.k.a. Princess, and the fact that you had to shower, even if it was a day where, I don't know, you just sat on the gym floor, didn't even have to change into your shorts, right? Those occasional days that happened, you still had to shower. And I'm like, oh, my God, man. But the look on my dad's face when I mentioned the shower thing, because I'm kind of like, man, my dad looks angry. I'm not piecing it together. And then he told me, and I'm like, oh God, man.
Yeah, I knew there was a coach in our era the same way, right? Like everybody in my family coached baseball, but, like, I don't know. Like, if kids need extra help, like, yeah, like, we'll put together a group hitting session, whatever. But he would, like, have one-on-ones with kids and pick them up. And eventually, yeah, that stuff came out. And, like, I don't think any of us were super surprised. Because we would even say, like, why is he picking those kids up?
I know.
Two officially
went to jail.
Right.
I know about four others that probably should have.
Probably should have,
yeah. Good or bad, tell us about your most memorable day at work, and we'll try to guess your job. 206-803-ROCK.
All right, I don't want to be anywhere in a room where it's just teenagers.
No.
I mean, it's just, like you said, you had to zip that kid's shorts for him. You didn't have to, but you were nice enough to do it. But same thing, we're at that gym, and there's a kid taking a leak at the urinal, and like you know, his pants are down to his ankles. He just looks at me and says, hi, mister. And I mean, that was my response. And I walked away.
There's your promo, Mike.
And then I feel bad. Yeah.
But I mean, even on the street, like when I lived in Capitol Hill, I remember once, like, there's just a kid running, right?
Yeah.
His kids run. But even at that point, like, I kind of, boxed out the kid so it would stop running because I could see the parents. But, like, yeah. I ain't going to. I'm not going to grab the kid by the shoulder or anything.
No. You feel bad because you don't want to give kids like a bad idea. But it's like, dude, I can't. I cannot interact with you until your parents know it's cool.
There was a guy in India that I can't remember if a kid was like falling off of a cart or something like that. And he went to catch the kid.
All right.
And he ended up in jail. They thought he was trying to kidnap the kid.
Oh, my God.
Because he caught a kid who's falling?
It was something like that. Like seriously. Like something. He either pulled the kid away from a car coming by or whatever the deal was. They're like, he tried to take my baby.
And
he ended up in jail.
And people get so
for real.
Like at what's the park near us? Maple Leaf Park, right? So there's the playground area, and they got that spinny thing the kids like to stand on, and you go faster, go faster. So once adults get attached to this thing, and you're responsible for spinning them, then every little kid runs over. They're all screaming faster. Now keep in mind, you know your kid, you know your kid's friend or friend. I don't know the rest of them, but there they are. Right, fine. You're spinning this thing, and this one girl goes flying the hell off. Right, goes like 8 feet, lands in the sand, and. Almost to your point to the guy in India, like, I don't want to run over there and cradle this girl. You know, clearly she's in duress because I just flung her ass off of this ride by accident. So I get within 3 feet of her, and it's like, you all right? You know, just, that's the best I can do.
You all right?
Yeah, you all right, man? Seriously, I'll have a conversation with you. But I'm not going to put my hands on to help you up.
Right, you know? Pick it up a little kid. It's not going to be the best look.
All this happened in the United States.
It was the U.S. Even though I flung her ass off, like, this is my responsibility, and I felt bad, like, hey, I know I'm responsible for your ass being over here in the sandbox, but at 3 feet, that's it, man.
That's somebody, another parent's got to help. You can't get stuck on that thing.
You need, like, another parent. Like, if there's two parents, even if it's not my wife, just somebody else, then you're cool, but you can't do it solo, man.
Yeah. Jesus. Good or bad, tell us about your most memorable day at work. We'll try to guess your job. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Okay, so I was going out to look at a house. It was out in the country. Went to the front door, knocked on the door. Nobody was supposed to be home, but I was knocked when they handed it and went in. And my job was I needed to look into every room of the house, measure rooms, measure the exterior, and so on. So I start on the exterior. Then I go into the house. I do the upstairs. I go downstairs into the family room area, and it's a basement, and I open up the door, and there's these two guys, butt-ass naked, going to Pound Town. Big time.
Did they live there?
Well, then I'll get there. they didn't expect to see me. I didn't expect to see them.
I think that's fair.
And they were bigger guys. They jumped up butt-ass naked and fully erect, charged me.
No, charged you? Oh, no.
Slammed me against the wall. Yeah, slammed me against the wall. What the F are you doing in the house? Blah, 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 blah. Thinking I'm a burglar, that I'd broken in. Well, I was there by appointment. The owner had neglected to tell his renters that I was coming.
Were you appraising the place?
I was.
All right.
Okay.
So what is that? Is that you go in?
That was the funniest, scariest and funniest appraisal I ever did.
How long did it take for these two naked, erect, big men who are ready to beat your ass before they calm down and understand the situation?
I had the file in my hand, and I handed it to the one that wasn't petting me against the wall, and it had the owner's name and contact information and, the company that I worked for, and they let me show me my ID and my appraisal license, and they finally calmed down. They're still standing there. That's naked, and then they just they felt
what do you,
stupid.
What do you mean they calmed down? I mean, did they calm down, or did they calm down?
I don't recall, but okay. Yeah.
I mean,
I was like, hey guys, I need another 15-20 minutes to finish my job, and I'm gonna get out of here. And they're like, well, give us a minute to get dressed. And I'm like, well, yeah.
Well, why does it matter now?
Yeah, exactly.
You just held me against the wall naked, brother.
With an erection. I've never been pinned to the wall by a naked man
who has an erection.
Who's excited?
Right? We should be as comfortable with each other as we're ever gonna be.
Hey, man. What's your name, brother? Can I shake your hand? I don't know. No,
I'm with thrill with the erection.
No. I was, bad enough. They're already touching me.
So, wow. So yeah. after they understand why you're there, you just go about doing the job at hand as though nothing had happened.
Yep. I had driven an hour out in the country. I wasn't going to come back later.
And
I was almost done. They got dressed and hid out in their room.
I was going
to
ask.
Didn't have to
did you see them again after this?
They did come upstairs as I was leaving, eyes to the floor.
Like, have a nice day or anything like that?
I mean, did
that?
They apologize? Well,
they apologized, yeah. They're like, hey, I'm really sorry. And at that point, they were angry at the homeowner for not letting them know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was
I get their point.
That is kind of funny.
Right? Like, it's like, I mean, I'm in a place. If somebody just walked in, I'd be like, what the F?
I like their response, though. You know, they didn't cower. Let's bum rush them. Naked. Penis is out, man. Bum rush. I'm already bum rushing. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's
unexpected.
Okay. Good or bad, tell us about your most memorable day at work, and we'll try to guess your job. 206-803-ROCK.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Best rock band for every letter of the alphabet. Coming up, we'll sit and spin with Steve Miggs and Taryn Daly from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. That's coming up at 4:30 right after emails on our question, good or bad? Tell us about your most memorable day at work. We're going to try to guess your job. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Carrie Ann. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Mitchell Lars.
Hola.
I had to work Thanksgiving Day. And somebody asked me how to cook a turkey.
So you had to work Thanksgiving Day. You're working at a
grocery store?
Ooh, strong.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have anything to do with cooking or food?
No.
It doesn't.
That's why it's memorable.
You're a nurse.
No.
All right.
Was this a coworker that asked you?
No, this was somebody they called.
They called you to ask how to make a turkey on Thanksgiving.
But you don't do anything with food?
No.
Are you a 911 operator?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So, you work at 911, it's Thanksgiving Day, someone calls this turkey question. Now, do you try to walk them through it, or do you say, hey man, this is an emergency line and this is not that?
I told them that the higher temperature that they cook it at, the faster that it will cook.
That's in theory true, but that's not how you want to cook a turkey.
She didn't say she was going to help to make a good turkey. She said, well, right. What time of day did they make this call to you?
I want to say it was in the late afternoon.
Oh, they're screwed.
Yeah, it's way too late.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely
plus, screwed. Butterball has a hotline. It doesn't matter if I buy a local turkey from a farmer.
Right, call Butterball.
I can still call Butterball. They will assist me.
You can also call 911 and ask for Carrie Ann. Now, Carrie Ann, how long did you work as a 911 dispatcher?
It was about 5 years.
5 years. And were you ever in a position where you, just by being on the phone, saved someone's life? And I don't mean you got the ambulance there. I mean, like, taught someone to do CPR, how to do the Heimlich or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the regular occurrence.
Really?
Okay. Yep. So was the turkey call the weirdest one you ever got?
It was just memorable. You know, the strange became norm. You know, so there wasn't a whole lot that stuck out because they were all just rather ridiculous. I do remember there was a politician, a female politician. I don't live in Washington anymore, but I don't know if she's still in politics, but something had happened with her battery or something, but she was locked inside her car. And we didn't have anybody that was available. And, it wasn't really hot or really cold. She was fine.
You just left her in there.
Well, no, I just didn't have anybody to send to her right away. And, you know, she had to remind me that she was the representative for that area and who she was. And, you know, like, it didn't matter if it was the queen. I didn't have anybody.
How many times did you have to explain this to her before she accepted it, or did she accept it?
Well, she called in the first time and, you know, we entered the call, got her information and entered the call. But then when nobody showed up within the first 2 minutes, she called back and subsequently called a couple of times. And I sent a message to some of the other call receivers and I said, hey, if this screaming Mimi comes back, just a heads up. And so I heard my coworker answer the phone, heard her say, you know, I heard going, what? I can't hear you. I don't know. Oh, is this Mimi?
So how long was she stuck in the car?
I mean, you can't call a tow truck driver, nothing?
Well, she could call a tow truck
yeah,
driver.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Yeah, like,
I mean, you need to call a tow truck guy.
Yeah, can you explain, do you have AAA?
Do you have a husband that has a crowbar? Someone needs to come and break a window.
Well, know, it was not life or death or imminent danger. And, you know, I just thought, well, you know, remember this when, you know, you have bills come up in Olympia that, you know, have some fiscal note attached to it to add more police officers to respond.
Okay, fair enough.
I support that. Yeah.
I will say this.
You said she was locked in her car.
Yeah, she just, there was something with the battery that she wasn't able to roll the windows down or even open the doors. She had to remind me, you know, of how supportive she is of, you know, law enforcement and whatnot.
But, no, yeah, that's great, but they do real things. Yeah. You're stuck in your car.
Here's what you do. You get on I-5. You drive back and forth between JBLM and Olympia. That is the highest concentration of state troopers in this state.
Right.
You drive 105 miles an hour. I guarantee you, a cop is going to assist you.
Right. And then when they pull you over, like, yeah. I wanted to get your attention.
That's exactly why I was driving. Why were you going 105, man?
So you'd pull me over.
I'm locked in my car. I can't even roll the window down.
I'm just curious. What percentage? You work in 911, quote unquote, emergency. What percentage of the calls that you got were actual emergencies?
I would say probably, I mean, a lot of them were, you know, calls of, you know, people come out and their car was broken into and whatnot. It wasn't an emergency, but they did need a response of some sort. But as far as, like, immediate response, needing an immediate response, I would say maybe 25%.
Damn. All right. That sounds about right. Yeah. People have their own version of an emergency. And it's like, I get it. But is it 911 worthy? You know, I can't find my keys.
I mean, that
this
one's
is an emergency
more,
to me. But
that one's a little more believable because it's you could just imagine a politician being arrogant.
Oh, of course. Like, why aren't they here yet?
Yeah.
Like, maybe they didn't vote for you. How about that?
Some people, I think, are just dumb.
I think both of those things can be true at the same time.
Yeah.
You're stuck in your car. Like, break the window.
Or, like, sometimes, you know, it's the middle of the day. It's like, well, the dog keeps barking. It's like, well, it's a dog. It's in a yard.
And that's
like, you don't need
do.
To call the cops for that.
But they do. You think anyone actually just calls 311? I feel like 911 gets all the calls. You're going, dude, this is a 311 problem, including your turkey being stuck in the car. And like Miles said, you could call AAA. You could call a tow truck driver. You could call the locksmith. You could call any
call any relative you have and say, look, I'm locked in my car. You need to get over here with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
You need to break Mimi out of this.
Mimi. This seems like a simple solution.
Good or bad, tell us about your most memorable day at work, and we'll try to guess your job. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
All right. So this was my first day on the job. We were at a residential house, and the guy I was with was using this equipment, and he got his hair stuck in it and wrapped all the way up, I mean, pretty much to his scalp. So I had to pull my pocket knife out and cut his hair off of this machine. And, I mean, if I wasn't there, it would have ripped, you know, the hair off his head. I mean, it was a crazy situation.
So after it caught his hair, it was still pulling it. Like, in other words, the machine was still operating?
Yes, so...
So it's a slower-moving machine then, obviously.
Yeah, it's supposed to have a device that you take your foot off of, so like a foot pedal.
Yeah.
And ours didn't, so I was holding a power cord, unplugged the machine when I saw it grab his hair, and tried to stop the drum from spinning, and it just kept spinning. So it wrapped all the way up. I mean, it was touching his scalp.
But it didn't scalp him, right?
Nope. But if I had went to the work truck I was there about 10 minutes earlier and had walked away from him. And if it would have been at that time, I mean, all I could imagine was it would have scalped his head.
Damn.
Yeah. So what do you do? I can't even guess at this.
like I said, this is my first day. The second job that day, this will tell you kind of right away. So I wasn't familiar with everything and, opened up a pipe and they were all backed up. So I took a sewage shower on the second job after cutting this.
So it's just like a Roto-Rooter kind of thing.
You work in an RV dealership.
No. The Roto-Rooter type thing, yeah, a plumber.
Okay, all right, all right.
And he got his hair stuck in the Roto-Rooter.
It was, yeah, and like I said, it wasn't like it was half of his hair. He had hair down to his chest, and it was just, it was windy out, it caught it, and luckily I noticed and just unplugged that, tried to stop the drum, Jesus. But it still wrapped all the way up to his scalp, and he's sitting there yelling, "Do you have a knife? Cut me free."
Then he
stuck to this thing.
Did he finish his shift or did he go home?
Nope. He, so after I cut his hair off, he's going, "Oh man, oh," and he smokes a cigarette and goes right back to the job and finishes the job.
See, I gotta call my boss. Go like, "Look, dude, I gotta go to Rudy's. I need a haircut, man. I can't just walk around like with this." You gotta see me, man.
It's not even a cool story to tell what happened. He's in a Roto-Rooter, dude. I'm getting poop out of
him. Yeah, but he's still on the job.
That's true.
All right, like if you called me and I'm your boss, like I can go to Rudy's, like, no, you don't.
Just
finish the job. You can go get a haircut later.
That's when I think there's an advantage to being a smoker, right? Just the idea, like anybody's gonna take time to try to shake it off, but somehow as a smoker, you're like, let me have a cigarette for whatever reason.
Even if you're not a smoker, I need a cigarette right now.
Right, you can take that 5 minutes and somehow make sense of your world.
Good or bad, tell us about your most memorable day at work, and we'll try to guess your job. 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, and people don't, it's funny because smoking, right, like there's plenty of bad things about it, right? People don't
like most of it, yes.
But you're right.
And those
like even if you're just waiting for people to leave and you're standing there having a cigarette, people go, oh, he's having a cig.
Right.
But if I was just to stand there and be like, I don't want to get in the car for another 3 minutes. He'll be like, F you, get in the car.
Get in the car, man. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
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 Hola. So what?
I'm Joe, and where can I start out with this wonderful day at work of mine?
Well, what happened?
Well, my pants fell down.
Your pants fell down.
You're a stripper.
Yeah.
Are you?
No.
Is this in front of coworkers? Or is this in front of clients?
Okay, I'm sorry. I've got to end this call, you guys. I'll call back.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We're making fun where pants fell down. Jesus.
That was a strange phone call I've had in a while.
Very weird.
Where do I start this? We'll just start it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's your story. How the hell do we know? It's not how crap works.
Your pants could fall down at any job.
Almost cussed.
Yeah, that's true.
Good or bad, tell us about your most memorable day at work. I'll try to guess your job. You've got to give us a little more.
Come on, man.
We could do this together.
But now I want to know why our pants fell down. Hello, Jeffrey. Welcome to the men's
room. She's a priest.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
So I was working one night. It was a very slow evening, and it was pouring down rain, and the parking lot had flooded. And I told my coworker for $100 I would strip down to my boxers and go swimming. And about 30 seconds later, four ladies that were patronizing the place had ponied up 25 each, and I stripped down and went swimming.
You worked at a restaurant?
Bar. I was a bartender.
Yes, of course. So were they happy to see you naked, do you believe? Was this all a ploy?
Oh, I believe so. I think they enjoyed it.
So wait, you asked a coworker to come up with the money, and then the coworker asked your patrons to pony up? Or
my
did
coworker
you...
was the DJ, but if I said the DJ, that would have given it away. Ah. So.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. Was it really deep enough to be able to swim in it?
Oh, yeah.
God, that's a lot of rain.
Jesus, man.
Where were you?
In Tumwater, Washington.
Okay. All
right. It was a place called Trosper's. It's called The Brick now, but that was 20 years ago, though. I bartended for 22 years. I finally got out of it. I knew it was over when girls used to, if a guy was bothering them, they'd tell him I was their boyfriend, and some girl told this guy I was her dad, and I knew it was over then.
Is that really?
Oh man.
That's my dad behind the bar.
Oh, man. And you guess what? You probably math added up.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I mathed it, and yeah, I could have been her dad.
That's what I'm saying.
That's really when it hit you that you wanted to move on.
Yep. I was done with the bartending and got out of it.
And what did you go into?
I'm an insurance adjuster.
Oh, I was going to say real estate.
Okay.
Oh, not a bad call. Not a bad call.
Yeah. Got my real estate license. All right.
It'll smack your head.
I know a lot of bartenders who got the real estate license.
Yeah. Real estate license, drink rumplements. What bar did you work at?
Same with baristas. Seems like they like the real estate world as
well. Oh, really?
Well, under two.
I thought that was more of a nursing school thing. But
Could be.
I think it depends on the barista.
Strong point.
Bikini, nursing school.
Right. Starbucks Not. Real estate.
Tell us about your most memorable day at work, and we'll try to guess your job. 206-803-RIDE.
I have somebody, obviously not on this coast, but they were like a manager at Checkers forever, which actually was a pretty good job.
Yeah.
But then she just switched to Starbucks. I was like, why? And she was like, Checkers ghetto.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it is. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
So, this job I was working, it was about 2 a.m. I walk into the restroom, and there's a guy sticking a syringe in his neck. And proceeded to tell me that his blood sugar was too high and he was giving himself insulin.
Yeah, okay, man. Yeah.
Now, is this a 24-hour establishment?
Yes.
Okay.
But you can go inside. So fast food usually is 24 hours, but they close the inside.
Which can't get in.
Grocery store.
You stock chunks.
No.
Not a 7-Eleven or convenience store?
No.
Did you sell food?
Some parts sell food.
So, like a gas station?
No.
I got one last guess, like one of a super Walmart kind of deal.
Nope.
All right. Hang on. Don't give it to us yet. It's over 24 hours. Only part of it sells food. The dude was in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, it's not Walmart.
It's not Walmart, not 7-Eleven.
Not IKEA. Can't be a did you work at a casino?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Nice job.
Yeah.
Do you really think that he was having a diabetical emergency there?
No. You cannot shoot yourself in the neck with
insulin. Come on, Miles.
I get it, buddy. No problem.
I mean, what do you tell the guy? Like, yeah, man. Or do you say, dude, you got to go?
Well, I told him, I said, hey, what are you doing? He said, oh, my blood sugar. I immediately get on the radio and say, security copy.
Yep.
Get your blood sugar ass out of the casino.
Get your blood sugar ass.
Jesus.
Good or bad, tell us about your most memorable day at work, and we'll try to guess your job. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Lori. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Hola.
Hola.
I was working for a company for 20 years, and one day my boss called me and said, whatever you do, there's a lady that's going to come into your place, and she's going to want to check things out. Let her do whatever she needs to. I said, okay. So I knew something bad was going to happen. So this lady walks in, shows me her badge, and says, whatever you do, act like I'm not here and just sit at your computer and act like you're working. And wait for me until the end of the night, and I'll tell you what's going on.
Till the end of the night? How long is that? How long of a time period?
Till 5 o'clock.
In the afternoon, right?
Well, yeah, I work 9 to 5.
Okay. All right. Working 9 to 5. I'm guessing you worked at a bank.
Yeah, I was going to say the bank.
Yes, I did.
Why was this person there? Was the bank under threat or something?
Yes. The FDIC came and took over my bank. I lost all my bank stock for retirement. I lost my sick leave. I lost my seniority. I lost everything.
Why did you lose everything?
Well, because what happens when a bank goes under like that, they want to make sure the customers are taken care of and they're covered. So it goes in steps. Each person is taken care of, and then it goes down to the employee. And by the time it goes to the employee, the bank has nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Right, because FDIC is just make sure your money that you put in there is protected.
Exactly.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
You know what? Yep. Here's the other crazy part about that. Now, my sister does that for a living, all right? The bank take over thing?
She goes in.
And they don't let anybody know they're coming. And it's kind of like it's very much an undercover operation. But in small towns with smaller banks, when the feds come into town, it's almost like when the feds would come in to bust drugs.
Right.
All right? The word gets around town.
Of course.
When you have suits in a Fairfield Inn in the middle of Indiana, in a small town, all right? They don't know exactly what they're doing yet, but once they figure it out, let's just say, so the next day they raid the bank, right?
Yeah.
They go in. Now, it doesn't just happen in one day. So they're going to be in that town for about a week. Now, every time they walk into a Waffle House or a restaurant or any of these things, when the bank shuts down, everybody in town knows it.
Sure.
So as far as worrying about spit in your food or very uneasy situations or at a bar and everyone's staring at you, like she will attest, there's been some situations where she's like, this is sketch as F.
Oh, yeah.
Like as far as, are these people going to just absolutely lose their minds and come back? First of all, they don't like government anyway.
Of course.
So are they going to, you know, what
so
are they?
They should be mad at that bank.
Yeah. But that's not how people think.
Right. Exactly. Right. I know Dale, man. He's worked there for 15 years, he didn't do anything wrong. He probably didn't do anything wrong.
It doesn't mean the bank did.
Yeah, but the bank probably did something wrong.
Still to come, Terry Daly, CMX from the Daily Mix Morning Show. Join us. We'll sit and spin. We've got the best rock band for every letter of the alphabet. And your email's coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.